listening. If you are, you know that we're engaged in a discussion about your health and well-being, because that's what happens here on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is on call at 888-553-7536, ready to talk about what's going on. The drug theme started with a discussion of the meningitis outbreak and a compounding pharmacy. What I don't understand, actually, and I haven't asked you this in the 2 or 3 weeks we've been talking about this, Ken, why is it we have these big drug companies, the huge, huge, multi-jillion, billion-dollar drug companies, why don't they offer this as a service? Why do we have to have these specialty drug compounding places when, in fact, you have Merck and Pfizer and Eli Lilly and the list goes on and on and on? Why aren't they doing this, or why is there a... Is it that they take one drug that comes from Lilly and match it with one, or not match it, but mix it with one that comes from Pfizer? Is that what this is all about?
Well, great question. The compounding pharmacies traditionally have served a local niche need. For example, let's pick a drug like Toprol XL, a common beta blocker. And it comes in a standard dosing from 25 milligrams to 200 milligrams. And sometimes the local doctor needs a dose that it doesn't come in standard because the patient needs something in between. And these compounding pharmacies traditionally will make drugs to order based on the needs of the physician because they can't get them from the mass production of the big drug companies. And that's where this has all started. But what has happened, what's unique about the compounding pharmacy near you is that they're exporting their drugs out of state, far away, in huge volume, which is not what the traditional compounding pharmacy has done in the past. And what I think has happened is that they were just competing on price, and somehow they were selling their products a lot cheaper than everybody else. And usually when something's a lot cheaper than everybody else, There's a good reason.
Yeah. All right. 888-553-7536. We've talked a lot about drugs and new treatments based on drugs for leukemia, for example. There's also a you had two different stories about leukemia drugs, Ken. One of them, this alemtuzumab or whatever we...
Very good.
I'm not sure that's as close as it can be. Anyway, there's another drug called Cinerebo or Cinerebo. What's that about?
The FDA, they've approved this drug, Cinerebo. It's for treating adults with chronic myelogenous leukemia, CML. Not a great thing to have. The fast-track approval, Doug, was for people who have had at least two of the most common treatments that have failed. These treatments are things like Gleevec or Sprycel. Although these drugs help most patients, they sometimes fail because of the emergence of drug-resistant CML or rapidly progressing disease, and this is hope for those who have failed other therapies for CML.
888-553-7536. Joe is listening in Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Ken. I was just calling. I have had trouble sleeping for quite a while, long time. Anyway, I start taking just this cheap nighttime sleep aid, and it's diphenhydramine. And when I started, I just took, they're 25 milligrams a piece, and I would just, the instructions say to take two, but I just take half of one. And now I'm up to a whole one. And I've been doing it for about 5 years. And what I'm wondering is there bad side effects? Should I, Aaron, is there a better sleep aid that I can take besides that?
Well, you know, this is just simple Benadryl, right? And which is used as an allergy medicine, and one of the side effects is it'll put you to sleep. And how often do you take this? Because I'm not a great fan of taking sleeping pills, no matter what, for extended periods of time. Usually there's an underlying issue. Sleeping pills are okay. You know, diphenhydramine, it's used for motion sickness, it's used for allergies, and it will make you groggy and want to sleep. But usually when there's a persistent insomnia, there's an underlying cause, and you're just masking the issue. And I like to get to the cause, get rid of it, and not keep you on any medication long term if I don't have to.
Right. Okay.
Have you been to a sleep clinic, to a sleeping doctor? There's a lot of causes for insomnia.
Okay. And I might just be at the point where just stopping it is more of a psychological thing.
Exactly.
It for so long.
Exactly. That's what I would do and see if you can sleep without it. If not, then you have to look in your life. Stress, anxiety, depression, caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, any sort of medical condition that can cause it, like GERD, Parkinson's disease, cancer, arthritis, heart failure, lung disease. I can go up and down. Just poor sleeping habits, eating too much late in the evening. All of these are causes of insomnia, and there's many more. More if we had more time.
There's as much help as we can give you, Joe. Thanks for your call. 888-553-7536. Gwen is in Alexandria, Louisiana. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. How are you?
Good, Gwen. You sound great.
I love your show. I really do. I have a question this morning regarding some medication that I'm taking.
What's the name of it? Name that drug.
Okay, I was... let me kind of go back. I was diagnosed with hypertension at 22 years old. I'm 60 now. And for over 30 years, or a little bit over 30 years, I was on mainly the beta blockers. And we ended up on Inderol for about 30 years.
Now we're talking about the history of medicine.
Okay. The Inderol LA, somehow I went into a crisis this summer. And the blood pressure was up. Pulse rate was just enormously high, running between 120 and 140. So I was placed on bistolic. Now, because of the long-time use of the Inderol, I also suffer with what they diagnosed at one time as histaminic cluster headaches. And the Inderol did control the cluster headaches. So now I have no coverage for the headaches.
So what's your question, Gwen?
My question is, is there anything that I could use with the bistolic, which does appear to be controlling the heart rate and the hypertension, or I'm just left out in the cold?
Well, bistolic is, let me back it up a second. You were put on the first beta blocker. Our body secretes continuously adrenaline. There are these glands, the adrenal glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and they secrete a different amount at different times of the day of adrenaline, the fight-or-flight hormone. You know, if you ever get scared or you need to get out of a situation real quickly, you feel that sudden surge. That's the natural adrenaline in your body. And the beta blockers get in the way, the lock and key effect of this hormone. It gets into a receptor. It works like a lock and key. And the beta blockers interfere with the natural effect of the adrenaline in your body. The first one was Inderal. The problem with Inderal was that it wasn't selective. It worked throughout the body wherever these beta receptors are. And over time, we have more cardiac selective ones. And the one that you're taking, the bistolic, is a selective, what we call beta 1, works more on the heart receptors for adrenaline. And it's good for hypertension. It's good for heart failure. It'll lower the heart rate. And if it's not helping with the headaches, because it's too selective for the cardiac issue, you may just need to get on a less selective beta blocker so you get a two for the price of one.
Okay. So there's no way that I could take, you know, a regular Inderol, maybe twice a day.
I wouldn't combine two beta blockers, but you could take something like Atenolol, which might get to your, you know, passes the blood-brain barrier. There are many different. Talk to your doctor. You know, I can't practice medicine over the radio. The governor in Florida, you know, doesn't like when I do that.
Okay. Atenolol, Toprol.
Well, what I would do is, now you're getting more selective. What I would do is I would talk to your doctor and ask them about trying a less selective beta blocker so that it'll affect both the heart rate, the blood pressure, and also somewhat help you with the brain function. You know, the question is, why not go back on Indoral LA?
All right, let's move on, Dr. Ken. 888-553-7536. One of the things that we talk a lot about, natural ways to reduce your cholesterol levels. And we've talked a lot about this. So I guess, would we call Cardiol a supplement? I guess that's something that's accurate, isn't it? Cardiol
it is.
Being a supplement?
It's a non-prescription requiring supplement.
Yeah. So if you know what your total cholesterol is, the thing about Cardiol is that it deals with high cholesterol. But do we know there's two different kinds? There's the HDL, high-density lipoprotein.
The good
and
one.
The LDL, the low-density lipoprotein.
The lousy one.
Yeah. So you can have high numbers of both of those. High HDL is good for you, in a sense. Right?
Absolutely.
So we're looking at the LDL here. We're talking about Cardiol's involvement in treating that stuff.
The good HDL cholesterol being high helps to get rid of the fats in the blood. The LDL, bad cholesterol, accumulates the fats and causes the plaques on the inner lining of the circulation. But this high bad cholesterol, it is a serious condition, Doug. It can lead to heart attacks, heart disease, and even strokes. It can clog up the circulation through the body. For guys, it can lead to erectile dysfunction. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower the bad cholesterol in my patient. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's nine natural ingredients, they work together to reduce the bad cholesterols. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood that are called triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. I like it because it's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
Underscoring the fact that it's safe and FDA registered, Cardiol is the way to deal with high bad cholesterol and certainly the triglycerides, which aren't good for you either. Who better to tell you that than cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus? The makers of Cardiol are so confident this will work for you, they want you to have a free 30-day trial so you can find out for yourself how this works. You pay for shipping and handling, that's it. Go to cardiol.net/Ken, cardiol.net/Ken, and click on Dr. Ken's free trial. You order online, cardiol.net/Ken, or you can call them 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. Again, for Cardiol, 888-809-6424 or cardiol.net/Ken.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medicine man, taking your calls at 888-553-7536. We've had a lot of discussion about drugs today, one of the themes in the program. Also, whether or not your doctor discriminates against you because of economic status or racial consideration. Here's the third sort of link to common conversation. Ken, I forgot to talk to you about this. The state I live in, Massachusetts, like most of the country, is in a state of denial, in my opinion, about the way it handles the end of one's life. Doctors are not very frank with people who are terminally ill, and the options that are available aren't great. There's some keep the treatment going. You hear that all the time. There are things like hospice around. But the conversation about this is what people steer away from, because so many doctors are conflicted. They don't want to declare that they are in favor of physician assisted suicide. They don't want people to give up hope. There are always examples of people who may have thought that they should die or they would die. And then I think I told the story, that wasn't last week because I wasn't here, the week before that. I remember talking about somebody who was like 94 years old and at the age of 60 was told he'd be dead in 6 months. There's always a story like that. But the issue here in Massachusetts, and I guess a couple of other states as well, it's question two on the ballot called Death with Dignity. It's a ballot initiative which would establish procedures under which doctors could prescribe drugs to terminate your life. It draws on the experiences of a couple of states, Oregon and Washington, already have this law, but it's something that has gotten a lot of attention here because of Dr. Jack Kevorkian, I suppose. A lot of people have physical conditions like Lou Gehrig's disease. They have mental deterioration like Alzheimer's, and they just want not to live any longer. So should it be that a person might decide that he or she wants to get some drugs and put themselves to sleep? A lot of religious groups are obviously upset about this. The insurance people don't like it. Some of the people in the medical community, as I said, are against it. And I wonder what you think.
Great question. and this is a complex issue, and it's an area that I deal in almost every day, and I
right.
feel very comfortable in this area just because I've had to get comfortable where I practice in Florida, a great amount of geriatric medicine. We deal with this all the time.
God's waiting room.
Yeah, and right, and people who don't like dealing with this problem don't practice in Florida.
No.
And I have found over the years that you really have to have the time and desire and get the comfort level as a physician dealing with this issue and get the family involved as early as possible, get to know the... I talk to my patients about this, and you know, you bring it up as a physician, and then most people will start talking about it as long as you don't bring it up in a way that's totally inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes up, you get to know the feelings of the patient. And I'm a great believer in passively helping when you're clearly no longer going to preserve quality of life. And one of the hardest things a good doctor has to deal with is knowing when to stop. Because we can very easily do more tests, we can very easily do more treatments, but the really difficult challenge as a physician is knowing when not to do the next test and when not to do the next aggressive invasive treatment. But so that's passively pulling back, and you only do it when you have agreement with all the family, all the people who love the individual, and especially the individual, and you want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, and you don't have some relative in Hawaii who that presents and is very upset with this plan. And that's the way you can then and get hospice involved. They're wonderful. And you can then get the wishes of the patient and make sure that that is done. But what you're talking about is a whole different realm. That's actively helping somebody expire. And I'll tell you, I'm a little uneasy with that. And there have to be a lot of safeguards, because I know I'm hearing from the libertarians listening, you know, if I want to end my life, I should have the right to do it, and I should be able to hire a doctor to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that emotion. I really do. But I want to make sure that there's safeguards there, so that, because, you know, this is an irreversible decision.
Right.
And this is a... There are many people who I've dealt with over a long time who want to end their life, and then they get things together, and they're glad that they didn't.
Right. Well, I gave the example of a fellow at 60-some-odd years old. He was told he'd be dead in 6 months, and two or three doctors told him that because he had some kind of cancer in his lungs or something that was really serious, and he went about the business of changing the way he thought. It's really amazing how thoughts are things. And that with some homeopathic stuff that he got a hold of, I'm not sure how he did it, and changing his eating, he just changed his whole life.
What I described is compassionate conservative care, when we cut back on aggressive, invasive treatment. And I'm okay with that, and the good doctors know when to start doing that. The younger doctors, it's often hard to know when to make that decision. What you're talking about is an active, aggressive effort to help.
Yep.
Accelerate
the ballot. That's the ballot question. Yes, that is the ballot question. And it's going to happen more and more. More of these questions will appear around the country as more and more people talk about this. That's why we're happy to talk about it with you at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken on the air.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
With this program is a good idea. A lot of stations do it, a couple hundred. Plus, you always love to follow online what we're doing listenership-wise. Ken Ken's in his studio in Florida. He's a well-known cardiologist around the country, and he's here to take your calls because he understands all aspects of medicine. Thus, he makes a good consult at 888-553-7536. So what do you think about that? About what he says. Now, the essence of what we, you know, when we get into the nitty gritty about what it is that people feel, what they listen to, what they think, whether it's about what's in their body, medicine certainly is our focus here. But in general, you have to be a counselor. You are, we can tell by listening to you here that you care very deeply. And you get into people's heads as well as their bodies, which is what a good doctor does. That's why I asked you, what do you think? And you know, you have to, I know you tell people what you think about their maladies and what there is that they can do. We're talking a little, for those of you who just joined us, about assistance in suicide. It's a ballot question in Massachusetts that's the most controversial. It's allowed now in a few other states. Whether at the end of your life you want to be able to put in yourself into a, in, you want to have control over the end of your life. Very controversial.
I think that I would approve this in my, you were asking me what I think about
it. Yeah, I guess I am, yeah.
I would want to walk into this very slowly because you're opening up a door with a lot of unintended consequences. So I would want, if we're going to go down this road, we'd have to do it very slowly. I think only in the initially, I would like to see this in a situation where several doctors, three different doctors, in three different groups, agree that somebody is terminal, and there's clearly no hope. Then I might open up that door to actively help somebody. But again, I'm uneasy about it.
Yeah, I can tell by listening to you. 888-553-7536. Don't want you to be uncomfortable or uneasy, but it is something a lot of people, especially in Florida where you practice, are thinking about.
But I do like the idea of knowing when to, the passive approach, when you know when to stop doing aggressive, invasive procedures. And know when to stop when it's just not doing anything to improve the quality of life and just prolonging the suffering. That's a lot different than when you cut back, you provide what doctors call conservative and compassionate care, as opposed to actively, aggressively accelerating the process of dying.
So we're also engaged in naming that drug, thus the call from Marion in Utica, New York, and actually several other people, Ken, who want to know about certain drugs. There have been a few calls with, I don't understand, but I'm looking at these names and thinking, okay.
Right.
But I've seen a number of familiar, or not familiar, a number of drugs. The question from several people about the same drugs or same sort of drugs.
Marion, name that drug.
Hi, first-time caller, and I love your program.
Thank you.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here. Name that drug.
Okay, D-I-L-T-I-A-Z-E-M.
Diltiazem.
I don't know what it, I'm sorry?
Diltiazem, also known as Cardizem, Cardia, and Tiazac. Sound alike, look alikes, they are all the same. Go on.
Now, that makes me shake when I take it. Now, should I continue to take it?
Marion, sure, let me try and help you. I've been prescribing this drug for almost 30 years, ever since it was released in the 1980s. It's used for essential hypertension. It's used for chronic stable angina or angina. This is a symptom of inadequate blood flow from the circulation to the heart when it's due to coronary artery spasm. It's also now also available in an injectable form for rhythm abnormalities of the heart. You're taking it in oral form. I have to tell you, you're getting what we call a tremor, and this is a very rare side effect. It seemed in less than 2% of people, and I would definitely talk to the doctors about alternatives. There are many other alternatives to this, but usually diltiazem is about one of the most well-received drugs with very few side effects, very common drug, but you're one of the unlucky people. I would just talk to the doctor about an alternative.
Okay.
All right,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. David in Utica, New York. You're on the air now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
A pleasure.
Okay. I had an example of maybe two examples of when, and it's not the doctor's fault, when patients come into hospitals and there is some kind of something going on. For example, you could be, there's three different parallels. You could be a certain class of person, poor or rich. You could have, I won't play the race card, but you could sometimes be the, could possibly be a racial thing, but I'll leave that out. You could be mentally handicapped, which is another example. Now, if you're on the poor side, or if you're not very professional, or if you're mentally ill, sometimes that could be a hindering factor. But my example was, when my father went to the hospital, he had a sting on his foot, and it swelled up. He went to the local hospital, and then he went to the state hospital. And because they needed the bed, my dad, something happened to him. But then when it happened again with my grandmother, who was singing every day, she was playing the piano, she was in a nursing home, she went to the same hospital, they needed a bed. The point is, it's not the doctor's fault, but through ICD-9 diagnosis codes, CPT procedure codes, and if you get the medical records from when it happened 5 years, 10 years, a year ago, whatever, when you reinvestigate the symptom the person had, the treatment they were given, who needed, if you just investigate the whole situation, I've talked to several friends that had their family members go to certain hospitals, and this is not the doctor's fault, where they were deceased shortly after because they needed a bed, because there was some mistreatment, or because something happened. And I just wanted to throw that at you because it's more than just a racial thing. It's more than just a medical malpractice.
David, I think what you're – are you talking about what doctors call triage? That means that we first – you know, when you come into the hospital, it's not like a bakery. You take a number and it's first in, first served. When you come into the hospital, especially the emergency department, we take care of the most ill first, not the one who came in first. And unfortunately, in some towns, because the hospitals can't pay their bills, they go either closing because they're going out of business or they can't afford to build more. And there's a limit, a lack of beds. And sometimes those beds need to be what we call triaged and given to the sickest people because there just aren't enough of them. Is that what you're describing?
My father and my grandmother were in ICU status, and then within 1 or 3 days, they were both terminated.
When you say terminated, you mean they were discharged from the hospital, they expired?
No, they went in a hospital with very small symptoms, and they died in the hospital after between 1, 3, and 5 days in ICU. But there was a whole lot more to the story we're finding out, and from other people. Go on, may I get to the hospital, or shouldn't I?
Sure. David, what I think, you know, I hear these stories frequently. I guarantee you there's more to this than you know. And don't rush. In a situation like this, I tell people all the time, don't rush to judgment. Keep your mind open, because do step one, collect, like a good detective will do, collect all the information, examine the information, open-minded, and don't rush to judgment until you get all the facts. I guarantee you, and call me back to confirm it, when you get all the information, your conclusions are going to be different than what you think right now.
Maybe that's not going on right now currently, but at that hospital at that time, and this is like 10, 15 years ago, something was going on. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not denying it. I'm just saying before you come to a conclusion of what it is, get the information, review it, and get the facts.
888-553-7536. Moving along to Daryl in Alexandria, Louisiana, who wants to speak with Dr. Ken. So, Daryl, please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I work shift work, not true shift work, because I'm always working the same shift, but I work overnight, week on, week off. And the guy who called earlier about the sleep aid kind of piqued my interest, because I take something to help me sleep during the day, because it's just not natural sleep during the day. I don't have any problems with it. I don't think I'm having any side effects or anything. It helps me sleep good. I take either that medicine, which is Benadryl, or I take Unisom or Ambien. My question is, though, is not so much the sleep. Are there any ill effects health-wise of working like that, where you're 1 week you're up at all night, and the next week you're sleeping, at night? What's your opinion about that?
Well, there's doctors like to name everything, Daryl, and there's actually shift work sleep disorder. It's actually an issue. You can research it. That's what it's called. And there are some medications. Provigil was the first. It's actually a stimulant medication which can relieve the sleepiness when people need to be awake. That's the one end of it. A lot of people in the military, astronauts, use this to help with that. And then there are sleep aids that have been prescribed to help people fall asleep. Commonly used are Ambien, Lunesta, or Sonata. And again, it is a bit of a stress on the body to work the night shift, but we need night shift people, especially in medicine, in the military, the police, the fire department. But what's really hard on the body is when the yin and yang, when you constantly are switching shifts. You know, you go from mornings to days to afternoons. So if you can try, if you're not going to work when the rest of us usually work, you know, I have done shift work as a cardiologist, as an intern, and throughout my life, it's best if you can, for as long as possible, stay on the night shift or whatever shift you're going to be on.
Well, that's how I work. I work just nights. I work 1 week, then I'm off 1 week. I don't go nights and days, but the week I'm working, I'm sleeping during the day, and then the day I get off, I try to generally stay up that whole day and go to sleep that night.
You know how you can tell, Daryl, whether this is affecting you? If you are not getting good sleep, You're going to have cognitive issues, trouble remembering and thinking. You can have weight gain. You may not be the best parent. Your immune system won't be working well. Depression, diabetes, these might be some of the issues in your life. Are any of these, am I hitting home at all with any of these?
A little bit. The memory part, I just attribute it to, you know, I just forget things. It's no big deal.
But it's not a big deal. You don't walk out and forget where you are.
No. It's nothing like that. As far as weight gain, you know, I'm 42. I've put on a couple of pounds. You know, okay. It's not anything.
Sounds to me, and you don't have a lot of illnesses more than the average bear?
No, I don't.
You certainly don't sound depressed.
No, I don't think I'm depressed.
No, it sounds like you're doing pretty well.
I like the job because of the time off, and that's why I do the job, because I like having a week off at a time. I do take, now that you mentioned medication, I do take cholesterol medication. I take Lipitor. I was on Zocor, and my doctor said my liver enzymes were going up, so I stopped it for a while, tried diet and some herbal stuff, which didn't work. So I'm now on the Lipitor, which I don't take every day because I'm just concerned about the liver part of it.
Are the enzymes going up on the Lipitor?
So far, no. I've been on it for 3-4 months, and we did a blood check, I think,
good,
a month or so ago, and it was fine.
Good.
I was taking it once a day before that, and, you know, my numbers were better. I take fish oil for my triglycerides. But
how much Lipitor do you take?
My dose is 20 milligrams, prescribed 20 milligrams a day. I take it every other day, or about 3 or 4 times a week.
What about taking 10 milligrams every day?
Well, I hadn't considered that, but would
ask
that be
your
more
doctor,
effective, you think?
Ask your doctor about that. You know, it's all in the numbers. You then, you know, if you make a change, you know, in about 12 weeks, you need to then check your cholesterol,
right,
and your liver function. It's all in the numbers.
I've heard some advertisements about with taking cholesterol medicine, if you have some liver issues, you could have pain, like upper stomach pain, and that could be a sign. I have noticed from time to time I kind of have, like, not really a pain, but just sort of an uncomfortableness in my upper stomach for no particular reason. But we did the test, and the liver enzymes were fine.
Right.
If I'm having problems with the liver, would the liver enzymes show it, or is it possible that it would not show up on that test and still be having some issues?
It's going to show up in the AST and the ALT of the liver function.
Interesting question. Thank you, sir. 888-553-7536 on Good Day Weekend, the health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The Obama administration is reportedly considering military action in Libya before the election. But the al-Qaeda bases he may attack should have been hit before our embassy was attacked. Now struggling to win an election, Obama wants to politicize military action. If he takes action before November 6th, al-Qaeda is not his target. It's your vote he's after. Paid for by the National Republican Trust PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPtrust.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I want to talk to you about an invention. There is a friend of mine who about 4 or 5 months ago had a particularly disturbing event happen. They lost something, and they went back and analyzed why they lost it. And what this person did is they created a solution. Now, they created the solution in their mind, but then they said, you know what? The entire world can actually benefit from what just happened to me. So within days, this person designed a brand new product that has a patent pending on it today. They right now are setting up a channel of distribution. There's public relations. There's advertising. There's sales in 4 months. Now, what have you thought about and said to yourself, I got to do this, but you haven't? I want you to take a lesson from this particular person. Grab your list of all the things that you've invented. Turn them into action. Turn them into a product. Make everybody benefit from your great creative mind. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888 855-753-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Questions, the news of the week. We still have time for a few more of your calls. Matter of fact, the next person up has just had a stress test and wants to ask you about that, Ken. So stand by for more questions that will help you out here on Good Day Weekend.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Come with this. That's a heart song. That's why it's there, because Dr. Ken has heart, because he's a heart specialist. I'm going down for my annual workup the first week of December. Look forward to spending a day with you. Actually, we haven't spent a day together for quite a while, so this will be good, and I get to go through all that mechanical jungle that you have in your clinic to make sure that all the pieces are still working properly. That's the best peace of mind, by the way. I said that to Meredith, who's the lady in my life. You need to be aware of what's on or in your body, both on and in your body. You need to know what's functioning, what isn't, how to deal with all. I say that to everybody I love. I insist that my children get a physical every year. I've been getting them every year since I was 24 years old. There's nothing like the peace of mind that comes with knowing what's going on. And if you have questions, then you get answers, or better yet, you deal with whatever the issues are. The last time I did have a checkup, you found a little malady in one of the regions of my heart and put me to work on these EECP treatments, and I'm really eager to see what that did, and I kind of want to continue with them. Anyway, get a physical, take care of yourself. Danny in Wilmington, North Carolina, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, right, Danny. Sir.
What's up with you?
I had I don't know if you remember, I called you, I went to a chiropractor, and he said that my carotid artery showed up in an X-ray.
Your carotid artery, let's hope it does show up in an X-ray.
Probably calcified.
Yeah.
And I went to another doctor because he said it was normal, and with my age, 54, they did an ultrasound. They said it was fine. But now they want me to do a nuclear stress test. Do you think that's necessary? Or
Well, Danny, let me try to understand. The most important reason for doing a nuclear stress test, which looks at this non-invasively at the circulation to the heart, depends on your symptoms and your risk factors. At age 54, as a guy, that gives you one risk factor for your age. But do you have any high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, obesity? Are you a smoker? Does heart disease run in your family? Guys having heart attacks or sudden death before age 55, women before 65?
My dad had heart disease. His mother had heart disease.
Did your father have a heart attack?
No, he did have bypass surgery, though.
Okay, and you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one brother, and both of us have diabetes, and okay. I have high blood pressure.
So you have diabetes, high blood pressure, and your age. Ooh. That's three risk factors. So you have
that's
at
54?
Least 54. So you have at least intermediate to high risk for having some coronary disease, and it may even be high risk with that risk profile. Are you having any symptoms, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, lightheadedness, dizziness, unexplained sweating, anything like that, Danny?
I sweat real bad.
Uh-huh. And what are you on for your diabetes, insulin, metformin?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
I do it by diet and exercise right now, and my
A1C
is running about in between 5.9 and 6.1.
All right. Well, that's not too bad. That's it's not totally.
But they want to put me on metformin, and I take Inderol. I take two medicines.
Uh-huh.
Blood pressure.
Did the carotid have nothing in it, zero plaque or just mild plaque?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Danny, with your risk profile, I guess you've never had a stress test before?
No.
And it sounds to me, if you were definitely having symptoms, I would definitely do it. It sounds to me, and the clock's running out, so it's a little hard for me to press you a little more historically, but it sounds to me like you could be having symptoms. But if the doctors want you to do this with your risk profile, I don't see why you wouldn't want to do it. Either a stress echo without any nuclear material would be equivalent, or an exercise nuclear stress test, or a CTA of the coronaries would be a good way to see exactly how your coronaries are doing.
All right. That pretty much puts a wrap on our conversation. 2 hours of really good, helpful medical information. Hopefully you agree, and will join us again next week when Dr. Ken Kronhaus is back. Again, don't forget to sign up for the newsletter. Go to drkenshow.com, and where it says, are you wanting the newsletter, just put your email address in there, same at dougstefan.com. Thank you, Dr. Ken.
Be well.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.